From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Two large internet companies, Facebook and Google, recently purchased two India-based technology startup companies. India is home to tens of thousands of computer software engineers and a growing information technology industry. The sales of the startup companies are expected to influence others to launch businesses in the country. Facebook closed its deal to buy Little Eye Labs in early January. Four engineers in Bangalore launched Little Eye Labs about a year and a half ago. The company builds mobile application software tools. The deal is said to be worth between $10 and $15 million. It is the first time Facebook has purchased an Indian startup company. Google bought the cybersecurity company Imperium. Imperium has offices in Bangalore and California. Media reports set the value of the deal at about $9 million. The two deals are considered small but important. Experts say they will help increase interest in Indian startups among foreign technology companies. Such businesses often buy small companies either for the technology they develop or the ability of their creators. Rutvik Doshi is with Inventus Capital Partners, an investment company in Bangalore.
Till date, none of these large U.S. companies had ever acquired anything in India, you know, nothing to write home about. If they both turn out to be successful for these respective companies, they will then now start looking at India more seriously in terms of there is more talent, there is more technology and entrepreneurship happening here.
Indian software engineers have gained recognition around the world. Most of the engineers work for big Indian technology companies, but the number of Indian technology startup companies is on the rise. Raising money for these startups is not always easy. Rajesh Sahani helped to create a company called GSF Accelerator. It provided financial support for Little Eye Labs. Mr. Sahani says most of the startups in India have worked on developing products for the home market. But he says the recent deals with Facebook and Google will lead investors and business people to widen their efforts.
The time now is to encourage these startups to start thinking global. And that's what the internet allows today. We need to encourage our bright young talent in India to now start building products for world market like Israelis have done or like U.S. startups do.
Bangalore's successful technology services and outsourcing industry mostly does back office work for Western companies. But this work has put India on the technology map. The success that the industry has created will help open the door to future growth. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.